We conclude the KCII Radio Coaches Corner talking with our Jet Physical Therapy Basketball Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Washington Junior, Treshawn Willis. Treshawn, congratulations. Great to have you on today.
Thank you.
Treshawn, of course, the team's coming off of a huge win last Friday night, first conference championship in 13 years over Keokuk. Well, let's start there. Conference title and to see Washington's name right by that. What does that mean to you and your teammates?
These past few years have been rough for all of us. I mean, we kind of at the bottom of the barrel for the past few years in conference. And this year, we figured it'd be our year. We had some people coming up that we knew we could do something with. And then us winning this was really just something to prove to everyone else mm-hmm. in the conference.
And I feel like the title may be even sweeter with how it happened. Just a dogfight. What a game against Keokuk last Friday night. 73-70. Overtime victory, a huge crowd. Just talk about the atmosphere Friday night, what it was like playing at Washington High School that night.
Oh, yeah, the atmosphere was crazy. I don't think I've ever been in that gym with more people in my life. There was just fans everywhere. The student section was loud. The fans were crazy on both sides, home and away. It was just a great environment to play in.
You had a big night, 22 points, 11 rebounds. What were you able to do to be effective on that game?
I just did my role, did my part, and my teammates looked for me, got me open. We grinded on the defensive end, and that's what led to our scoring opportunities on the offensive end.
Got to ask, you had two thunderous dunks. What was the adrenaline after you slammed those home?
The first one was when I was upset because I thought I got fouled, and the ball like flew out of my hand, so I just ran and tipped it back in bounds and then ran after it. And then Luke found me. I didn't think he'd see me, but he found me wide open. And then I just went up for it, kind of like an aggression dunk because mm-hmm. I was still upset. Mm-hmm. And then the second one, in the second half, we kind of slipped up a little bit. We were not really playing our game anymore. We kind of let them get back into it. So I felt like we needed some energy. And I saw that pass coming, and I just took it and did my thing, I guess.
Well, it was just a range of emotions, especially in that fourth quarter. You know, you took a lead. You thought you had it. They had an and-one-three, a chance for them to win. They missed the free throw. You go to overtime. It was back and forth. What was it like in a game full of emotion, especially, you know, when it could have gone either way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course it feels good to win, but I can't imagine myself on the other side. And then, like, that whole game, it was just crazy. Like, 1 second, you're like, yeah, we got this, and, like, so happy. And then 2 seconds later, it's just complete role flips. And, like, you're on the other side, like, feeling the, oh, man, we might not win this.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that stands out with this team is its depth and the fact that any given night, someone new can go off. Despite some injuries, you guys have been able to weather it because of the depth. So what is that like to be on a team where 1 through 8, 9, 10 guys can go off on any given night?
Yeah, it's awesome. At the beginning of the season, we talked about our depth, and that's how we were going to win a lot of games because most teams play 5, 6 deep, and we just have like a whole arsenal of people on the bench. If one person's not having a game, I know I can – if I'm not having a game, I know I can rely on another teammate to go off, or 2 teammates or 3 teammates.
Well, we turn the page to the playoffs. You get another meeting with Mount Pleasant, your rival, 2 hard-fought games in the regular season. If this team is going to make a long playoff run, Treshawn, what are a few keys?
A few keys are going to be defense, turnovers, and then adversity, fighting the adversity. Mm-hmm. Without a couple people not playing, it's just mm-hmm. going to be hard.
Mm-hmm. Coach Stark, what does he bring to the program? What's it like to be a player under his style?
He's a good coach. He's always pushing us. He's always just – he knows a lot about the game and knows what we need to do, and he just drives us to be the best that we can be.
Mm-hmm. Fun questions here for you, Treshawn. You know, I usually ask if you could play one-on-one with anyone in the world, who would that be? I understand, though, you've played some really famous people one-on-one, am I right?
Yeah.
Who would that be?
Chris Paul.
All right. If you could choose anyone now, who would that be and why?
Right now, if I could play anyone.
Yep.
I'd probably play Chris Paul again so I could get, like, a little revenge back. He beat me last time.
Hey, I like it. You know, as we established, you can really get up. How about a dunk contest? Who would you challenge? Because we all know you could take them, right?
Oh, yeah. Challenge Zion Williamson.
Hey, I like it. Yeah. Aiming high. You got an NBA team?
It was the Thunder, then Russell Westbrook left, so now it's the Rockets.
Okay. Who's the college team?
College team, Michigan.
Ooh, random.
Go blue.
Okay. What's the signature Treshawn Willis move down low? Do you have one?
Down low? Oh, the up and under.
Yep.
That's it.
I've definitely seen that quite a few times. I figured you were going to say that. Last question before I let you go here, Treshawn. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
I get shots up before game. Then we get into our stretching lines, do our dynamic stretching. Then we go back to the locker room, talk, run back onto the court, tip drill, layup lines, circle shooting, and then partner shooting.
Well, Treshawn, once again, congratulations on the conference championship, and best of luck as we head to the playoffs.
Thank you.
That's our Jet Physical Therapy Basketball Athlete of the Week, Treshawn Willis, on the KCII Radio Coach's Corner. Let's step aside one final time. We'll close things out on today's show on The One to Count On.